Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ninam Hang Singh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to the media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. J. Shankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan. Occupied Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister also stressed that the Indus Waters Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credible and irrevocably stopped. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday praised the Indian Army's swift response and lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for the country's strategic success in Operation Sindoor. He said this at an event in Perin district, stating that the country is filled with pride and glory. He saluted the Indian Army's precision and considerable restraint in the execution of the operation.
ने अगर हमें छेड़ा तो उसे हम छोड़ेंगे नहीं हमने तय किया आतंकवादियों से बदला लेंगे हमने पाकिस्तान के नागरिकों को नहीं छेड़ा हमने पहले पाकिस्तान की सेना को भी नहीं छेड़ा केवल वो लोग जो आतंकवादियों को पनाह देते थे 25 मिनट के अंदर उनके सारे ठिकाने तबाह कर दिए गए बर्बाद कर दिए ये भारतीय सेना का शौर्य है और अंत में पाकिस्तान को घुटने टेकने पड़े
Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang has proposed the establishment of a regional research center on natural farming for hill agriculture in the state. Speaking at the inauguration of new facilities at the College of Veterinary Sciences in Jalukye Perin district yesterday, he emphasized the need for research on shifting cultivation and sustainable farming practices. Highlighting the lack of agricultural institutions in Nagaland, Zeliang said this gap has contributed to a sense of deprivation among youth and farmers, despite the state's rich potential. He urged Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to support region-specific research, education and capacity-building initiatives.
Our proposal for the College of Natural Farming at the State Agricultural Research Station in Mokachung District is still awaiting approval. Additionally, the Honourable Minister may also consider to set up College of Agriculture, Horticulture and Forestry and College of Fishery in the state of Nagaland.
Mr. Zeliang further called for the sanctioning of 6 new Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, in the newly created districts of Nagaland. Two members of the Northeastern Council NEC Ministry of Donor, Tenzing Norbu Thongdok and Longki Pangcho, yesterday visited the Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center under the Planning and Transformation Department at the State Secretariat, Kohima. The visit aimed to review NEC-supported initiatives in the state. The NEC members urged the department to regularly update spatial data and integrate all NEC-funded development projects into the system. They also emphasized the need to support cadastral mapping and improve data on life-saving drugs and road connectivity to health centres. Meanwhile, the members also called on Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio at his official residence in Kohima. And Meghalaya lifted the trophy of the third edition of the Northeast Cricket Development Council, NECDC, Senior Men's Interstate Friendship Tournament 2025, defeating host Nagaland by a commanding 110 runs in the final held at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Sovima. Chasing a challenging total set by Meghalaya, Nagaland were bowled out for 120 runs. The tournament featured six participating northeastern states, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Nagaland Chief Minister and NECDC convener Dr. Nipiu Rio graced the prize distribution ceremony yesterday evening and lauded all teams for their sportsmanship and camaraderie. He emphasized the importance of such tournaments in strengthening regional unity and fostering cricket development. Dr. Rio also advocated for greater investment in women's cricket, underscoring its growing potential and parity with the men's game.
Our women's are doing very well. Not only in education, but in sports. And we have more potential and opportunities to catch up because they're more focused, more resilient, more hardworking, more committed. And therefore, I request the northeastern states to concentrate in our women teams.
Earlier in the day, the Chief Minister also inaugurated the NECDC headquarters at Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Sovima. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.